We're joined in the studio for the first time, hopefully of many and many to come, for a new segment we're debuting this morning on Daily. We're joined in the studio by Isabella. Oh, you hate when I call you Isabella. Sorry. Bella Mitchie. One of my good friends. One of my good friends, Bella. So we've got a new segment for you, like I've said. So have you ever thought about kind of the little things that we all do, little idiosyncrasies that possibly we think we've only got personally, and then it's not until you speak to someone else and they go, oh, I do that. It's like one great example is that I used, I think, when I was speaking to Bella about this one is, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Bella.
Yes.
Everyone knows. Whoa. Everybody knows what a fly screen tastes like. You know, everybody has
little insight to your
everybody has pressed,
personality.
Everybody
there.
Has pressed their nose that against a fly screen. You get the little black mark on your nose, and it kind of tastes salty. It kind of tastes. We all know it's disgusting. I would hazard to guess everybody on earth knows what a fly screen tastes like.
Yeah, I reckon you'd be right in that. Same as what we were talking about with the coins.
Yeah, everyone knows
which
what
quite gross.
It's abhorrent behavior to put a coin in your mouth, especially in the current climate.
Yes, you know.
But you know, absolute bacterial nightmare.
Yes, exactly.
But everybody knows. So it's little things like that. Why do we do it? And that just so happens to be the name of the segment. So go
that
on.
It is.
Go on, Bella. Go on, Bella.
So we're going to start off on a pretty common topic for the first segment.
Yeah, we're taking it easy.
Yeah, you know, ease into it.
Yeah, don't be too hasty.
No,
you know?
Not like, too niche to begin with. But so we like to think that our daily conversations are like productive. You know, we only talk about the meaningful stuff in society. However,
a bit of meat.
Yes. However, most of us, we like to dabble in a bit of gossip.
Yep.
So that's what we're going to be exploring today. Like, why do we do that? You know, a study actually published recently says that the typical person spends 52 minutes a day gossiping. Yes.
How do we what constitutes gossiping?
Well, that's a good question, Jared. It's not always your typical coworker.
Guess what Sarah was
doing. Yeah, guess who did that at the Christmas party. You know?
Look at his shirt. My God, hideous.
It's actually, most of gossip is actually quite harmless. So what gossip can be defined as a conversation about a person who's not present.
Yep.
So it's obviously very common and is actually more important than you realize. So a professor from Duke University actually explains that gossiping is a fundamental human instinct.
Wow.
Yes, because when you think about it, it's deeply rooted in our lives because we're not, you know, some of us aren't nomads. We live in groups, you know, we depend on other people in our social circles.
Uh-huh.
So you can kind of break it down as you've got these different groups in your life that we rely on. So you've got your family group, say that's for like love, compassion, sometimes food and shelter. You've got your friendship group for social interaction, companionship. And then you've got your work group, which is financial security.
Sure. So, and then I guess what, like a partner as well, or is that within?
Well, I suppose that would kind of slip into the family group or your friend group, depending on the relationship.
Point.
But so when we think, for example, in gossiping, say that your coworker finds out that the company is downsizing, and that goes around, you know, the grapevine.
Yep.
That's actually a survival technique because this spreads information, informs you, oh, golly, got to get my ducks in a row.
Right.
May need to update my LinkedIn, you know, check out the resume.
What, similar to that, I suppose, when humans were less evolved mammals and we see a predator in the bush and then someone...
That's exactly right.
Gives you
hit the nail on the head.
And thinks, get out of here, man, whatever. Or climb the tree or, do you know what I mean? Grab the young ones and stuff like that.
That's exactly right. Like this this action has been around in human society from day dot. So basically...
For eons.
Yes. So back in the hunter-gatherer days, just say when, you know, humans relied on different members of the tribe and the hunter or the main food provider gets sick and no one knows about it, well, you know, it's gonna have a hungry tummy tonight.
Yeah, exactly right.
But then gossip spreads about the illness and then the other members of the tribe would know, okay, we've got to find someone else to go get the food or another food source. And that's kind of how, you know, gossiping works to kind of sustain our society.
Sure. Now, Bella, Do we know anything about when you're just absolutely just ragging on someone though?
Well, actually, it's funny. That's another.
We can all pretend to be saints, but the reality is, everyone likes to talk a bit of smack from time to time, especially if the person in question or the thing in question or whatever it is that you're talking smack about has been doing your head in of late.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned that because
and it is vindictive. Okay.
Geez. Get a little insight to your experience there.
No,
but it's actually a really good point because that's the other use of gossip is that it shows us where loyalties lie and how we can try and read different personalities.
Right.
So, for example, just say the example I mentioned earlier, the co-worker's spreading the rumour about, you know, the company's downsizing.
Mm.
That informs the boss, oh, okay, this person can't keep their mouth shut.
Oh.
And, you know, maybe you need to be a bit more careful as to what information we give to them next time.
Right.
And it's the same thing as just say that your mum tells you dad's lost their job.
Yep.
And the father might be, you know, now realises, oh, he wasn't ready to share that information and now realises can't always trust your mum to keep her mouth closed. So,
it's multifaceted.
That's what,
For positives and negatives then, I suppose.
But, so, I mean, at the end of the day, gossip can be hurtful as well as informative, but that's why we do it.
There you go, the history of gossip.
Yeah.
I love that. Mm. We had a bit of a chin wag ourselves about chin wagging then, I suppose. So, anyway, tune in for next week. That was Why Do We Do It? Giving a little bit of context as to the little idiosyncrasies or I suppose just the common traits that people display from time to time, daily even, I suppose, if you just mentioned then, Bella. So thanks so much. Looking forward to next week.
Thank you.